And we used to play in Sherrod's Wood. Now, this was under 11, before I went to secondary school. Mm-hmm. Group of us would go up into Sherrod's Wood and play all amongst the rhododendrons. I don't know that we had watches, but I suppose we must. But we'd just stay out and somehow knew it was time to go home. In the Roundwood Drive, mm-hmm. there was an old quarry, which has now been filled in.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way through to the back of, to the car park. And I used to play in that. It used to be quite steep, chalk sides. And again, we just went there. Nobody worried, and then got home at some time or other. We used to play round as in Walden Place. There were trees there, and we used those as posts. All the children gathered together. And we did skating down Walden Road, tracking with chalk. We'd probably be a nuisance these days, but it's what we did. We all met outside. No traffic, I suppose. I was a brownie, and I went to the old St. Francis Church Hall. Our brownies were there, and our brown owl was called Mrs. Vanessa, who I think lived in Hanside Lane. And then, guiding, I went to Sherrod's Wood School, I suppose because I don't think there was any guiding in that area then. I think that's where the guides met, and our leader was a Mrs. Valerie Pearson, who lived in Valley Road. I had ballet lessons in the Cherry Tree Ballroom with a Miss Phyllis Kitley. And I also, when I was older, I went to ballroom dancing classes there. And I also had piano lessons, as most children did seem to have. Mm. A lot of children who had a piano and well, went to piano lessons with Mr. White in Walden Place, who worked in Welling Department Store. They had a musical section, they did.
Early 50s, my father, because he had TB and things like this, he couldn't work. So he had to try and keep himself busy, make sure he was got all his faculties and everything else. And he, with some other people, set up the Model Aircraft Engineering Club. They did all model aircraft because that was the only thing you could lay your hands on and what have you. They used to hold, in Newfield you had the front room and the kitchen. Right, and the kitchen was quite large, but that's where always the big table was, and it was just lounge suite in the other area, things like this. And they always used to troop in through the front door, and they always had their meetings in the kitchen where Mum would go and make them tea and dole out biscuits or something if we had any.